today's gospel, there are four words that are quite challenging. They occur three times in rapid succession, so there's no missing them. They are not worthy of me. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. These words are severe. They definitely are not Christianity light. What are we to do? When a work of fiction sells 27 million copies, is translated into 56 languages, and contains no sex, violence, or four-letter words, I become curious enough to read it. Written by the Brazilian author Paul Coelho, the book is called The Alchemist. Toward the end of the book, the alchemist tells a shepherd this story. In ancient Rome, at the time of Emperor Tiberius, there lived a good man who had two sons. One was a renowned poet in Rome itself, and the other a soldier in the distant region of the empire. One night, the father had a dream. An angel appeared to him and told him that the words of one of his sons would be repeated throughout the world till the end of time. And the father woke from his dream, grateful and crying. So proud was he of his son. Shortly later, the father died and again met the angel who had appeared to him in a dream. "You are always a good man," said the angel, "so I can now grant you any wish you desire." The father replied that he would like to know which words of his son's poem would be quoted for all generations. With that, the angel projected the man and himself into the distant future, where an immense crowd was repeating his son's words, but in a language the father didn't understand. "Which poem are they reciting?" the father asked. And the angel replied, "Those poems were popular at the time, but now they have been forgotten. The words you're hearing were said by your other son, the Roman soldier who became a centurion. One of his servants became ill, and your son went in search of a rabbi who could cure him. When he found him, the rabbi said he would go to the centurion's home and heal the servant. But your son said, 'My Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Only say the word and my servant would be healed.' These are the words you are hearing." How does that story fit in today? It's connected to today's gospel. The gospel warns us to shape up or walk the plank. And closer home, the story reminds us that every Sunday during Mass, just before communion, we confess our unworthiness. When we say, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof." But that's not all, for immediately we add, "But only say the word and my soul will be healed." Only say the word and my soul will be healed. What is the only word we must say to be healed? What is the wondrous word that will heal our unworthiness? Very simple, friends, the word is faith. Faith, which means believe. Faith, which means trust. The centurion completely trusted Jesus. Jesus asked the same from you and me. What did he say at the night of the Last Supper? "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me." So how do we acquire faith in God? How do we acquire faith in God in all things great and small? It's a bit of a mystery how the centurion acquired the trust he had. As a Roman, his only God was the emperor, and as a soldier, his faith was in the sword. But since his pagan warrior's words are the ones we quote during Mass at the very moment when Jesus actually enters the house of our hearts, it is the Mass that increases our faith. It is the gathering and opening our hearts, provided as we participate it and we give an awareness of what is going on. We commonly refer to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And the key word here is sacrifice, which means to be made holy. During every Mass, Jesus is offering himself anew to the Father for you and me. And his sacrifice is to offer himself for us here in this church today, just as he offered his life on the cross for us many centuries ago. So closer home, what is our part in the sacrifice? Well, simply offering ourselves totally. Simply offering ourselves totally to Jesus and with him to the Father. We can say Mass is a joining of our hearts to the Lord and then offering ourselves with him in total offering to the Father. So I'm going to suggest something very simple, a simple way of making this self-offering. At the consecration, Jesus says to each one of us, "This is my body which will be given up for you." And as we hear these words, repeat them in turn to him, to Jesus. Jesus, this is my body given up for you. Like the vows at a wedding, this makes the giving of self an exchange. So let's do that today, as those words are spoken in this very room. Let's do this today and every Sunday. This is my body with its false desires and vanity. This is my body with its holy longing and happy hopes. This is my body, Lord, good and bad. I give it up for you. I give in faith that the Lord gives to us to give to our Father. So this is the gift he desires from you and me, that we turn our whole lives over to his mercy and justice in the hopes that as we do so, he will make us worthy. He will make us not only worthy but acceptable to the eternal praise of our Father. And so, God, what is ours is yours. What is yours is ours forever. Thanks to be God.